Want to work with AI? Try being an AI prompt engineer. Over the last year, the role of generative AI in business has increased dramatically. This kind of AI can do anything from writing articles to producing software code. It's no surprise, then, that many companies are trying to use this new technology. The only problem is finding people with the skills to make the most of AI. Enter the AI prompt engineer, a new job that is currently paying up to $335,000 a year. But what exactly is this job? An AI prompt engineer is a professional responsible for developing and fine-tuning prompts given to generative AI systems. These prompts are like the questions you ask a virtual assistant, such as Siri or Google Assistant. Whatever you ask the AI, it'll have an answer for you. The engineer's job is to make sure the AI responds well to its prompts. AI prompt engineers work on the cutting edge of technology, which makes the job exciting and future-proof. Also, it's worth mentioning that it requires very few technical skills. This means that many people have the chance to become AI prompt engineers without needing a background in technology.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to English for You. I'm Pat.
And I'm Elsie.
And today we're going to be diving into the AI phenomenon that's been really big over the last year. We're not going to talk about how it works or what it might mean. What we're going to talk about is how it could result in a career for you as an AI prompt engineer. This is one of these new jobs that's sort of been createdor at least really gone big in the last 12 months or so. What is an AI prompt engineer? Let's check it out. The article starts by saying, over the last year, the role of generative AI in business has increased dramatically.
我们这边看到 generative 再加上 AI， 那 generative 这个形容词什么意思呢？它是生成式的，所以后面加上 AI 就是 artificial intelligence 人工智慧。所以我们说生成式 AI 啊，指的就是机器透过学习 learning 或者是研究历史的数据，进而去创造一个全新生成的成品，可以是文字、图片或是音讯档等等。
Yeah, the idea is there are some AIs that just kind of work in the background and make calculations, but this is the one that makes stuff for you. It generates.
Right.
So it's generative. You say, hey, can you do some of this? Create an event, write about a topic, and it'll generate that thing. Now, this has grown dramatically. So let's take a moment to look at what the word dramatically means.So when a change or something else happens dramatically, it does so in a strong, very noticeable way that affects many different things. It's not a small change that you might not notice until you think about it. It's a big, dramatic change. It's affecting lots of different areas of life. You go, wow, that's dramatic. That's a big change. That would be the adjective form. Dramatically, wow, it's changed. Change things dramatically in a very big way. Here's one we could use. Mona's appearance is dramatically different since she cut her hair. It's a really big change that you will not miss. You'll go, wow, she's totally different, looks like a different person. It's a dramatically different look.
这个副词呢我们念作 dramatically, 那就是显著的或是突然的。所以刚刚呢我们说到 dramatically different, 那就是极度的不同非常的不一样。那如果我们说 something changes dramatically, 那就是某事物有很大的改变。
So let's explain a bit more about generative AI. The article says, this kind of AI can do anything from writing articles to producing software code.
Software 指的就是软体，那 code 是代码或是编码。
Right, so you go, okay, we need the code to make this software, this app do this thing. I don't want to write it, AI, this is what I need. You write it, and I'll check it later.
所以他们其实可以做很多很多不同的事情。
So, big dramatic changes. And the article continues, it's no surprise, then, that many companies are trying to use this new technology. Okay, makes sense. If we can get this, then people won't have to do the work. We can maybe save time, save money, and so on.But it's not that easy, because with AI, it can only make something out of what you put in. It's like baking. If you put the wrong ingredients into an oven, you're going to get a pretty terrible cake. And if you put bad ingredients into AI, you're going to get a bad result. AI has other problems as well. We've covered those elsewhere. It's very repetitive. It's not very smart. It can't use recent knowledge due to the way it's programmed. So all AI is doing is searching other stuff online and going, here, I've made it from this.
Yeah.
It doesn't create magic new things by itself.
They learned from the information they got, right?
Exactly. So it's not good at coming up with new stuff.It's good at using old stuff to kind of present it in a different way. So to get it to do new and clever things, you need people to tell it to do that. And that brings us to the next sentence. The only problem is finding people with the skills to make the most of AI. Now, this phrase, to make the most of something, means to take the greatest advantage of a tool or a situation and to make that tool or situation do as much as possible, like really go, okay, let's make the best result out of what we've got. Let's use it to its full potential or ability.
Make the most of something, 那就是充分利用。所以要找到有能力充分利用 AI 的人其实不容易。
So the next part says, enter the AI prompt engineer. We say enter means this is why we need this person. Like, enter the AI prompt engineer. Here he comes. This is what this person is going to do. And the next part of the sentence says, a new job, AI prompt engineer, that is currently paying up to $335,000 a year.
I
think I'm going to quit and go off to the US.
Me too. Actually, I saw a job opening like this.
I'm sure they're out there, yeah.
Yeah, here in Taiwan. But it's not that good pay.
You know, that would be a really high paid one working for one of the big companies.
Right.
There are lots of lower forms of this job.
So prompt 这个名词呢，指的是电脑程式的指令或是提示。那 AI prompt engineer 中文可以翻作是 AI 的指令师啦，或是沟通师。
Now we could explain that more, but that's what the article's going to do. It asks, but what exactly is this job?When we use the adverb exactly like this, we mean precisely, we mean in detail. So the question, what exactly is this job, means please give me all the details of what this job means. You might say, for example, I don't know exactly what Joe does, but I know he works for a phone company.
Exactly, 这个副词呢是确切的，所以呢我们可以用在一些问句当中，像是 What exactly are you looking for? 你到底在找什么？或者是 What exactly do you mean? 你到底在说的是什么？
Right, we want specific details here, not just a general idea. So the article says, an AI prompt engineer is a professional responsible for developing and fine-tuning prompts given to generative AI systems. Basically, the person who asks it the questions and tells it to do stuff. We've got a few things to look at in that sentence, and we're going to start with the word professional. When we talk about a professional using a noun, we mean a person, and we mean somebody who does a particular job for money. Now, you could be a good athlete, you could be good at running, you could do it in your spare time, maybe even in a club. But if you're a professional, that's your job. You run races for money. That's what you do for your career.Same for a musician. You could be a musician, you could play in a band, sometimes play shows. But if you're a professional, or we could use it almost like an adjective, a professional musician, then you are doing it for work. It's your money. It's how you make your living. Here's an example sentence. We can't fix our broken bathroom pipes ourselves. Let's call a professional to help. Somebody who does that job for money.
Professional 这个字呢，在这边当名词使用哦，代表是专业人士或是专家。那它当然也可以当形容词，指的就是专业的、非常内行的或是称职的。像是呢 ，a professional dancer， 那就是一个专业的舞者，或者是 a professional photographer， 那就是一个专业的摄影师。
嗯，
那接下来呢 ？The article says these prompts are like the questions you ask a virtual assistant, such as Siri or Google Assistant.
Right. So that's the job of the prompt engineer. It's to make these questions. We said they develop them, so
right.
they make them, and they fine tune them, which means they go, okay, let's make this a little bit better. Make a small change to get something a little better to get a little better result.So, you're talking to almost like a virtual assistant. What do we mean here?
对他们呢就像是虚拟的助手一般。所以啊 virtual 这个形容词就是虚拟的。What about assistant?
Well, an assistant is a person, or in this case, it's a tool that helps someone else with something. Okay, you might need, if you had an engineer, he might have an assistant to help him do some of the jobs, carry his stuff. Some might need two people.One of these virtual assistants is like your Siri, the one you say, hey Siri, find me this stuff on my phone. We call them a virtual assistant. Here's an example sentence using assistant. The company manager had his assistant call an important customer to schedule a meeting.
所以 assistant 这个名词呢就是助理或是助手。
Okay, so this prompt is going to talk to this AI, whether it's ChatGPT or whatever it is, and say, hey, can you do this? Can you try this? I'd like you to give me this. But then they'll fine-tune it, make it shorter, make it longer, use these kind of words, present it in this way. And so they'll get a result, because as the article says, whatever you ask the AI, it'll have an answer for you.Now, that sentence includes today's language in focus, so let's take a look at that right now.
今天的 language in focus 要讲到的是 whenever, whatever, 还有 whoever 以及 wherever, 它们作为从属连接词的用法。那它们呢是可以作为从属连接词的。那引导的从属子句就是副词子句用来修饰主要子句哦。那句型就是 whenever, whatever, whoever, 或是 wherever, 加上第一个主词第一个动词之后逗号之后再接上第二个主词跟第二个动词。那我们的中文解释会是无论点点点或是都点点点。像是呢 whatever you say, I won't forgive you, 无论你说什么我是不会原谅你的。或者是 whenever you need help, call me, 不论你什么时候需要帮助你都可以打电话给我。那有的时候呢疑问词加上 ever, 可以用 no matter 加上疑问词来代替哦。像我们刚刚说到的 whatever 可以等于 no matter what, whenever, 那就是 no matter when, whoever, no matter who, whichever, no matter which, wherever, no matter where, 还有 however, no matter how 以及 whomever, no matter whom. 那因此呢上方的句子我们可以改写为 no matter what you say, I won't forgive you. 还有一个是 no matter when you need help, call me.
So that's the idea of the AI. You ask it a question and or tell it to do something and it gives you some kind of response. But what if that is no good? You're going to go, stupid AI, that's not what I asked for.And so we see the engineer, the prompt engineer's job is to make sure the AI responds well to its prompts. No matter who asks it, then they've got to be good answers. Here we saw the phrasal verb to make sure, to guarantee that something happens, to, we can also say ensure, a single word. We would just want to say, all right, there's no mistakes, does it the right job, I will make sure that happens.The article continues, AI prompt engineers work on the cutting edge of technology, which means the newest, the very newest stuff, which makes the job exciting and future-proof. Okay, if something's future-proof, we may not be 100% right there, but it looks it. If something is future-proof, then we'll say whatever changes happen in the future, that job won't go away. Mm-hmm. Some jobs are not future-proof, okay? Right. As a lot of people might be finding out because of AI. Ah, I'm a writer. I write reports. I generate this stuff. But AI can do that too. So maybe that job won't exist anymore. That is not a future-proof job. But training the AI...should be, hopefully, a future-proof job because AI is here. It's unlikely it will ever go away. So the article continues. Also, it's worth mentioning that it, being this role, doing this job, requires very few technical skills.
Oh, so does that mean a lot of people can do that job?
Exactly. The idea is you don't need to be, oh, I'm a trained engineer. I know how to code. I know how to do all this stuff.Actually, you're just typing, you're not changing the AI code, you're just asking it questions and changing its responses. Now, in that sentence, we use the word mention. It's worth mentioning this. If you mention something, you refer to something briefly. You don't necessarily go into a lot of details. You just say it, mention it, write it, and move on. For example, you could say, Jerry mentioned that he was going on vacation soon,But he didn't tell me when or where he's going.
当我们用到动词 mention 的时候啊，代表是提及或是谈论，但没有深谈或深聊。所以呢，我们的课文里面说到 ，it is worth mentioning that 加上子句，那就是值得一提的是，有必要提到的是。那接下来他说呢，这个工作不需要太多的 technical skills。
So when we talk technical in this way, we mean it's got some kind of like specialization. You need something really special. You've learned this really difficult skill that not everybody can do. If you were a real software engineer, you'd need the technical skills to work with that software. Maybe if you were playing a certain sport, if you were going to be good at it, you'd need the right sports techniques. That's the noun form of this word, to be good at it.Here's another example. Working in a Japanese sushi restaurant requires a large amount of technical skill. You've got to learn how to cut all these different fish properly, do it the right way for presentation, for cutting out the poisonous bits of the fish...doing all that kind of stuff.
所以 technical 这个形容词呢指的是技术性的。那你要做这个 AI 沟通师这个工作不太需要一些技术性的技能。
So as the article explains, this means that many people have the chance to become AI prompt engineers without needing a background in technology. Like we could go and do it. We don't need to go and get engineering degrees first.Okay, which is very handy, and it leads on to our For You Chat question, which is, would you like to be an AI prompt engineer? Explain your answer.
Yes, of course, I would like to give it a try. Actually, I applied for a job like this, and I got in.
Congrats.
But I didn't start it, and I got fired.
Oh.
Yeah, because it's all online.
So you do it online.
And the person was like, oh, so you need to get some training online,but I never started with the training.
Oh.
So, yeah, I don't have the job anymore.
Oh, well, never mind. I would certainly like to get paid $330,000 US dollars a year. That'd be great.
Yeah.
If that's not going to happen, I think it would be an interesting thing to try. I have used AI. I've used ChatGPT to play around with it. Not much, but it involves writing. It involves being creative. Those are things I do normally. So, yeah, I think it might be something I maybe take a look into at some point. Maybe it might be an interesting career change. So I certainly wouldn't say no.You can also ruin AI by giving it bad ideas,which would also kind of be fun to save people's writing jobs. But that's just me in a bad mood. Me in a good mood might say, yeah, sure, give it a go. That brings us to the end of today's part of the article. But join us again tomorrow and we're going to look at exactly the kinds of skills, not technical ones, just general skills that an AI prompt engineer needs. See you then. Bye for now.
Vocabulary review. Dramatically. The cost of eggs, vegetables, meat, and fruit has gone up dramatically in the last few months. They're too expensive now. Exactly. Where exactly should I meet you tomorrow before we get on the train to Taichung together? Professional. I realized I couldn't paint the house by myself. I needed to hire some professionals. Assistant. Mr. Johnson, the science teacher, had an assistant who helped him set up experiments for the class. Mention. The students thought they didn't have homework because the teacher forgot to mention it during class. Technical. Kyle doesn't have enough technical knowledge to fix the computer by himself, so he took it to a store.
智慧小补帖。
Generative. Generative. Artificial intelligence. AI. Software. Code. Prompt. Virtual.